You're listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum from humanmedia.org.
I think it's possible to wake up in the morning and to remind yourself that peace of God is everything that I want. It's the aim of all my living here. And that I want some assistance, and my intention is to live this day in a happy way where I'm sharing love, the most important thing I know how to share and give. And I want some help in seeing people either as loving or fearful, not seeing people as attacking me or being critical of me, but seeing them either as loving or fearful, because if a person's fearful, I will have the capacity to love that person, but if they're attacking me, if I perceive them as attacking, I won't. So it's putting my rudder in my sailboat at the very beginning of the morning, and then reminding myself hourly to let go of the past and hold no grievances from that previous hour, and to start each day new, each hour of the day, and to make each hour a prayer of communion with God and taking one step at a time and doing one's best to go in that direction. Now, I've been around a lot of holy people that I think are holy, like Mother Teresa and the Dalai Lama and Muktananda and a lot of people. You know, they have their human side, and they're not always there in terms of not making judgments or not getting angry. But boy, their intentionality is very strong. They have laser beams to intentionality. They have a tremendous commitment to do their best to live a life that's not me-centered, but is helping other people. We just have a book, Diane Cerencioni, myself, my wife, and Jack Keeler, cartoonist, around this Me Center. It's called Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. And it's a story about a strange tribe of people who had very big heads because all they did was talk in their heads. And their hearts were very small. They needed a magnifying glass to look at them. They had a little fence around them because they were so scared of love. And their hands were big because they grabbed all the time, and their skin was green because they were envious of what other people had. And they're all the time making judgments on each other and fighting each other, and they're destroying the planet. They destroyed the rainforest and the trees. It was a miserable place. And one day, one of the Me First went on top of a mountain and said, "Gosh, there must be another way. Very important question. There must be another way." And asked for help, and all of a sudden his heart jumped out. He started talking. He said, "Well, follow me and I'll show you the way. Right from the start, follow your heart." So the heart started to walk, and Me First started to follow him, and they went across this tremendously large bridge, beautiful bridge called the Bridge of Forgiveness. They walked across the other side of it. There's a big, big rainbow arch. They went through there. All of a sudden, this Me First was flying. He recognized that he'd had wings all the time, but he never didn't even try to fly, so he never flew. And there was a table there where he got a new name. It was called Love Forevermore. And he found all these people were being kind to each other. They were taking care of the forest. They were hugging trees. And it was a wonderful place to live. And then after a while, they began to hearing all the other Me First. They used to chant, "Gimme, gimme, gimme." They used to chant this. So they went back and sent hearts of love to all these other gimme, gimmies, and they began to follow their hearts. And everyone walked across this bridge, and it was a whole different kind of world, this whole world where people were trying to get things for themselves, living from a scarcity, living from a me-first standpoint, was transformed into a world where love would just expanded and became more beautiful and more beautiful than anyone could ever imagine. So this is called Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. Probably one of the most important things we have in the world is learn how to love and learn how to forgive. Norman, we all could do that. I'm sure that our health would go up 90%.
Norman Cousins had a beautiful line in Head First, which is a truly marvelous book. And he said, life is an adventure of forgiveness.
Yeah. Beautifully said. Another someone said to one of our workshops, forgiveness is giving up all hopes for a better past. So it's really learning to, you know, to let go, not hold on to all that stuff, or not to reinvent the past, but to separate the past from the present, to live in the present, stay in this instant, the only time there is. Not live in the shadow of the past or the fear of the future. There's an old prayer for a long time since, let go and let God. We've added a third L. That was lighten up. The importance of walking lightly, of recognizing that, you know, this is an illusory world we live in. And the only reality I know, the only truth I know is that which never changes is that love that created us from our source, and whatever you want to call that, God, or but that is an eternal love. And the more that we can bring laughter in, I'll just share one aspect of that. There was a meeting right in this very room that we're in, and it was about 4 days after the earthquake in San Francisco. There's a man sitting over there, he's around 72, weighed about 250 pounds, great big man, and he had cancer of the lungs that metastasized. And he'd get in a little more pain. He went to the doctor the day of the earthquake. He said, no, that pain medication is not working very well. So the doctor gave him a new pain medication. So about 2 minutes before the earthquake, he opened up his pill bottle and took the pill bottle and swallowed it. And then the bottle fell to the floor. He's a pretty heavy guy. He had to gradually get down on his knees. Just as he's picking it up on his knees, the whole floor began to shake. And he said, my God, what did the doctor give me? It's killing me. And then all of a sudden he saw the refrigerator go back and forth and windows go back and forth. And he said, oh, thank God, it's an earthquake. I'm going to be okay. And everyone just roared. But you know, he's the only guy I knew that laughed his way through the earthquake. But it shows you what a shift in perception. One moment, you know, he's afraid he's going to die, blaming the doctor. Shifts his perception, and all of a sudden, you know, it's an earthquake. That's better than what he thought he was doing, because you know, people can live through earthquakes. He wasn't sure he could live through that pill if he continued that belief structure. So it was interesting how that humor, you know, really shifted things. And I see here in our group meetings that there's a place for people to be insane, a place for people to cry and to be bitter. But it's a wonderful place also to laugh. And there's a lot of laughter goes on in these rooms, a lot of crying, a lot of honoring our humanness, but particularly celebrating our spirit. And that's what the most important thing is that happens here.
You've been listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum. I'm David Freudberg. For more information and to learn about Walking Through the Storm, our radio documentary project for cancer survivors, please go to humanmedia.org. Thank you for listening.